Welcome to an episode of Nerdy Bored and Almost 30. I've got our co-host Sarah here, and then and then a guest star, Callie's in town.
And you're done. I'm Callie. Hi.
Yeah. And what are we gonna talk about?
Someone said something about breakups.
Yeah. And so in order to like protect people, also get the vibrating off the table because it's gonna the microphones. So. Yeah, we can talk about breakups.
Breakups. Do I go in first because mine's the most recent?
Well, we don't. What I was going to say is if you're going to name names, try to remember to change the name.
Yeah.
We're not talking about actual people. I mean, we're talking about actual people.
I'm going to be talking in generalities. I don't go too into specifics, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time since I broke up with somebody. It's been forever. But yeah, so how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm the bad guy in this, so yeah. I was at the bar last night, actually, and someone, the other night, and some girl was sitting next to me, and my friend's like, oh, you guys are both going through breakups. And I was like, I looked at her, she goes, yeah, my boyfriend broke up with me. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, oh, well, I'm so sad. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, I broke up with my boyfriend. And everyone's like, she like looked at me almost like with disgust, like, oh. You're one of them.
You're one of the people that breaks up with people.
When you break up with someone, especially when you like still love them, which is a really shitty way to break up with someone. But like, I guess there's a lot of other shitty ways to break up with people. But, it's just, you're the bad guy every day. You're the bad guy every day. Like, since the day I set in, like, we're all crying, right? You know, getting over it. And we're trying to stay friends, I guess, so that's cool. I'll take that.
Yeah, trying to stay friends is always a weird thing. Like, I feel like you need, like, it's kind of like a nuke, you know? There's like some like half-life.
You gotta wait a little while.
For the fallout to like... it's just... You can't do it right after. Otherwise, you just start fucking again.
Well, like it's a good idea to like not waste your time completely, I think. And like eventually be friends, but like give yourself a buffer.
See, he's trying to like stay and like keep like friendly. Like sending me Instagram pictures. Like, oh, isn't this funny meme? Like, hey, it's funny. It's cool. Thank you.
He's, like, trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyways, so, yeah, I'm the bad guy. Every day. And he's like...
Do people remind you of this?
Yeah, well, all my friends... No, all my friends are like... Well, my mom does, which I shouldn't take into any consideration.
Your mom... Wait, your mom thinks you're the bad guy, but then she's also trying to get you to, like, hook up with the neighbor?
Yes. The day before I go to break up with... anyone, my mom goes, why are you in a hurry? Like, don't rush it. I was like, what? She's like, don't rush it. Like, just stay with him. And I was like, Mom, no, like, I've made this realization and I feel like I'm lying to him and I don't want to be that person. And I'm not want to like drag it on 6 months and resent each other. Like,
that's good.
We're both leaving with good memories of each other. Like, I have no bad memories of him, but I just realized, you know, it wasn't going to happen. So I just decided to bow out right then when I realized it. Well, 3 weeks, I gave it time, thought about it, tried.
3 weeks is a long time.
Yeah.
You can, like, make sure that it's not hormones.
Yeah, right? Let a whole cycle through. You know, let a whole cycle come and go. Let the moon,
have a period about it. Think
shift.
A little.
Sarah, how many times have you thought it was hormones and just held on and waited? Because I'm guessing this might be from experience here.
Oh, man, way too many times. Hormones are powerful.
They are.
Birth control is really powerful.
So hormones in general are insane.
They are a force.
Yeah, try taking any type of hormone pill. It's just going to fuck with you. That's what it does. Yeah, I mean, it does what we want it to do.
It makes those red flags look more orange than red.
I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean, but okay. Yeah, that's a great analogy. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Nailed it.
It makes those red flags look...
Yeah, you know...
Explain it. With orange, like a...
Yeah, like it's less threatening.
Why not pink? Like a level... Why not pink?
Pink, like I don't know, because I thought the scale was like... Yellow,
like
orange,
a fire
red.
Scale.
Oh, okay. You guys
green,
are doing like
blue,
the Bush
purple.
Terrorist thing?
Is that
like
what
code
it's
code orange,
from?
Code red?
Yeah, sure.
We moved up to code red, which is high orange. Okay, sure. I guess that makes sense.
I never thought it was like a stoplight. That would be like the other thing. Be
wait,
like, oh,
so
green
when
flags.
You say it, what are some... Did you break up with your last one?
Yeah.
And when did you hit that realization, and how long did it take you to take action?
I mean, honestly, from the very outset, before we had...
one moment, we're having technical difficulties. And we're back. So yeah, Sarah, the question was, when did you realize that it wasn't going to work out? And then how long did it take for you to act on it? And then maybe if you could expand on that and say, like, what tipped it to the point of being an actionable, like, notion over just something that was in your head?
Well, okay, I'm gonna call him Grumpy Jerry. I knew before.
Can you be Grumpy Gary?
Grumpy Gary?
It just sounds better.
Okay. Right. Yeah, Grumpy Gary. I kind of knew from the very beginning, like before we started dating, I just knew that we weren't going to be sexually compatible because I kind of demand more.
More cock?
Yeah. Just like,
excuse me, you're not bringing enough cock to the table. I think I need you to bring a little bit more.
That is a basic woman's right.
Yeah, just like frequency and the stuff that I enjoy doing was like stuff that he found distasteful. So
you want to tell us what kind of stuff that is?
Like any kind of BDSM stuff. Like I would not have been comfortable asking him to choke me or to like spank me. And those are things that are very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew from like the things that he had said about S&M and the people who participate in those activities.
What
that
did he say?
He said that people would have to have mental problems and have been molested if they're into that.
Oh my god!
Wild assumption.
Yeah.
For a rapist, that's crazy.
Oh. He's got firsthand experience.
Yeah, he knows. Like, I'm gonna make you like BDSM. Wait, you can't hear me.
But yeah, before we had started dating, like in January of that year, I met some other guy and we like made out in my car, which
was that because like, he didn't have a house?
Yeah, this was
okay, that guy.
Homeless Gary.
All the Garys.
It was
every
really,
Gary
it was
a really
the
fun
library
day.
Guy. She used to pick up guys at the library. Like, you know what you can get for
that's
free at the library?
That's not a bad place.
Yeah, no, it's true. At least you know that they're
reading.
No, it
was pretty romantic. Like, it was cool.
You can get free books at the library.
Yeah, like, you know mm-hmm. that they like reading. That's a big
you know
plus and
read.
Rare.
Yeah.
So, you know, self-educated.
And you know they have nowhere else to go on a fucking Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah,
I'm
I
there sometimes.
The
on See, sometimes, you know, good people go there, too.
It was a great day.
I'm a library regular.
You
really?
Make friends.
Yeah. I'm not. I like Sarah goes on missions whenever I want to read a book. I'm like, Sarah, pick it. Because her mistake is that she told me she could take out 99 books at a time.
That was their mistake. One of them told me that I could have 99 books out at a time.
And then she told me, and I was like, great.
Sounds like a strange loophole.
Don't get me these books.
And with all the renewals, you can have 9 weeks of a book for free.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm pretty sure I have
so
my library card in my wallet
anti-Semitic
right now.
Messages.
It's a good place to keep any card, really.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing like a deck of cards, I wouldn't. It's too much.
I lose a lot of shit. So,
all right. So you realized it beforehand. So then, what was the tipping point during the relationship with Grumpy Gary?
I remember, like a few times, hanging out with his family, and I remember like on Valentine's Day, we were hanging out at his family's house, and like his. I don't know, some member. They had children there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just, like, looking at these interactions, being like, oh, my God, this is, like, absolutely not what I want. This is gross. I can't have kids. Ugh. This isn't going anywhere. This is stupid. And held out for, like, another month since then. I was like, okay, well, maybe it'll improve. I just won't do anything.
So how long have you been dating up to that point?
A year? No, like almost a year.
Yeah, they broke up like a week before their year anniversary.
My year anniversary is in 2 weeks. Ooh. And we broke up this last Monday.
Ooh.
See,
just shy of a year.
Yeah.
Dating for a year that we've been dating for a year. But, yeah, you know, that goes
like official together for a year, but you knew each other before, is what you're
saying? Yeah, July 8th was the day he was like, do you want to like be my girlfriend? I was like, oh, like totally. That'd be cool.
Let's get steady.
Sure.
So seeing who was it watching him interact with children or just seeing children around his family and being like, oh, this is probably what he's looking for.
Yeah. Well, no, and he had like mentioned that before too, that like, and he had like been talking about wanting to buy a house, and it was just, it was all wrong.
Yeah, you don't talk to a girl about wanting
no,
to
not
buy a
about
house.
Doing it together, just like talking about his. What he wants to do in the future.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, ugh, sounds awful.
It seems like you're putting out like a fly trap. Like, look, I'm going to get a house.
And he wasn't good with my friends, and I really value my friendship more. He's always good with his friends, really. Like,
my friends loved, well, some of my friends loved him. There's a couple that held out. And of course, as soon as the breakup happened, they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, you get a little shady shit. Like, no, he's cool, cool, but like this. And I was like, oh, God.
Mowgli doesn't really hide his feelings.
Yeah, I did not.
Neither does Johnny. Gary.
We both fucking hated him. I mean,
both Garys?
Both. No, I never met the other Gary.
Oh, okay.
I don't really, like, feel comfortable, mostly, of bringing guys over and having them meet you.
Yeah, no, I can totally understand why. Yeah, like, I mean, hear how I talk about people.
Yeah. I don't like having sex in my own house, too, because I like being able to leave.
Oh, I could see that.
I could see ya. Can't leave my own house, and I feel kind of weird about kicking people out. Mm. Like, I'll do it, but it's kind of weird.
I never really have, like, hookups.
Yeah. I don't like people that have sex and then leave. I'm like, the fuck? Cuddle.
I'm always down for the sleepover. Like, we can leave in the morning. Like, I'll make up some time. I gotta get up. But, like, even if we ain't cuddling, you can just lay here and go to sleep. It's fine. We're good. We're in a safe place.
Yeah, right.
You're in a safe place.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying we're going to do anything.
That's when you pull out, like, the restraints and the locks. And they don't go anywhere.
In the
whole weekend.
In the woman condoms.
Then you do whatever you want. I'm just kidding.
He's not kidding. He's got that shit on his bed.
Yeah, I do. I haven't used them yet, though.
That would be cool. Oh, what other new toy do you have?
Oh, what?
New toy?
Yeah.
What toy?
Oh, the lightsaber.
Yes.
Yay.
I was like, what would I put
not
in
a sex toy.
Butt? No.
You could.
Yeah,
it
totally could be.
It is big.
Oh, my God. It would make noises when you thrust it in. Yo.
So, all right, hold on.
Get you a freaky Star Wars girl.
I will.
She'll be, like, dressed like a Twi'lek. Be cool.
Like those girls at the rave.
Yeah, okay. Monster Massive.
So,
awesome.
I recently purchased a, like, lightsaber toy, and it's ridiculous how awesome it is. And I'm just gonna do the noise.
That's official as shit.
Anyways, yeah.
Put that shit away.
Yeah.
Very cool. Lots of fun.
I've already had a coworker make dick innuendos at it, like, consistently.
You know what that means.
She wants to play with my lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
But yeah. What about, so when did you figure it out that you were going to break up?
It was about, I guess, just over like 3 weeks ago. I don't know. Because he had always says, I'll love you forever. To which I always responded, I'll love you too. I don't know. Forever has always been, like, really hard for me. Long term has always been weird to me. But
seems like a weird thing to say. I'd find that off-putting.
Somebody I'm, like, incredibly...
Like, forever.
I'm incredibly logical and, like, analytical, and I don't just, like, let shit rest. And I was like, oh, I'll handle that later. Like, it's gonna, like, sit in my brain and repeat itself every day.
File it away.
So it hit me one day, like, I was thinking about it, because everyone's like, well, could you? Like, my friend who's engaged now, she was like, could you see yourself with him? And I was just like, oh, him, you know? It's just like... No, like, it hit me, because I was really thinking about it, and, like, finally all clicked together. It's like, I don't see him going long distance. And so it's like, as soon as I thought that thought, I was like, fuck, I'm out. Like, I'm not invested anymore.
Oh, shit.
You can't
like, invest, like, I still care about him. I still love him. Like, still.
But, I mean, like, so I think relationships, and we've had this conversation with Johnny, and I remember I was talking to Johnny about just, like, my sex life. I was, like, dating a girl and having sex with her, and he's like, oh, is it going somewhere? I was like, no, like, I'm not that into her, we're just having fun. And him and his girlfriend were, like, really put off by that. They're like, well, isn't the point of dating so that you could, like, figure out who you could tolerate long enough to marry? And I was like, I don't know, it's like, is that why you date people? Like,
I've heard that actually as a solid dating advice. You end up with a person who annoys you the least. I was like, huh.
It depends on what your end game is. Like, really, I mean, if I was like, there can be situations where you date because you're bored and you want to have a friend that you can also fuck, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's true. A valid reason to date somebody. There's also people that are like, oh, I'm looking for a long-term solution to, like, whatever, my life, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking for a pairing. Some that's people need that.
Yeah, people are looking for different things at different times. And the context, though, is that hadn't they been dating for like 5 years at that point?
Who?
Johnny and his girlfriend.
I don't know. They've been together
a while. They've been together for a while, and I think at that point they've been together for a number of years also.
Yeah, it was a few years.
Oh.
For me, it took like 11 months. The first six, you know, you're getting to know each other, everything's exciting, and then fun thing when I broke my back, so that was weird, a couple months. But he was there through all that, it was really cool. But then it's just like now, then after that, I don't know, kind of like had this weird moment where I was like, oh shit, is this something more now? Like, it's going to keep going. Took me a while to figure it out, though. Like, I wanted to. I tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't for me. I feel bad.
Was that the, your longest one?
Oh, by far. Like,
yeah.
Longest for that was, like, probably 3 months stretched. Like, that's, fat 3 months.
I don't think it ever happens with...
I've definitely never been loved before. It was my first love.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, right? So it's even sadder. Aww. It's like, oh.
It's your first breakup.
But the pain went from, like, the anxiety and, like, keeping it in my head to like just like now it's like heavy in the chest, so you know, shit, time, it'll fade.
Yeah,
just fuck someone new.
Your first one always feels a lot better.
Not yet. I haven't even like thought about it yet, like it hasn't even crossed, like I just thought, actually thought today, like, oh, I haven't even thought about sex since it happened.
How to get over someone, just get underneath someone else.
Yikes.
How long have I been saving that one?
Sarah? Fellas.
I think my mom told me that one.
Fellas. Newly single. No. No. Whoever listens to this, no, I'm just kidding.
We do advertise this on our Tinder. Feel free to do so.
That's true.
I don't have a Tinder and I don't plan on getting one.
Okay. Not yet.
Yeah, no.
It is a fun game to play.
I know. So that reminds me. I was like, one, what I was going to say is that, like, you know, I don't think it ever works out with, like, your first person. Like, you learn a lot about what you want and what you need with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, like, just figure out, like, okay, like, these things I thought I liked and I thought I idealized, I actually, like, they're fun when I think about them. And I think this happens with every relationship, but, like, your first one, you just feel it a lot more because it's the first time you've experienced this process. Mm-hmm. Of, like, kind of going through, like, oh, expectations and what people actually can offer and, like, what you can expect. Anyways, that was the first thing. But it reminded me of this, like, George R. R. Martin short story, one of the corpse handler ones. I think I talked about it last night. But the story arc of this story is pretty much like this guy falls in love with this chick. She like totally is like, doesn't care for him. He gets his heart broken. Happens again. And like, he still can feel that capacity to love or whatever. And then he gets his heart broken. And this guy, like, the whole time he's like not going to the whorehouses. He's like not doing what everybody else is doing as far as like, you know, pleasing himself that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally at the end, he's just like this cynical asshole. And like, that's how the story ends. He's just like a cynical asshole who's single and is like fucking whores all the time. And I was like,
nice.
Cause he's like the third one. He can't even remember her name. And he said he loved her, but like, he didn't mean it. He was just having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he's like, might as well just go fuck those corpses. The corpses are like alive. The whole backstory, I'm not going to explain again. Cause I did it on the last podcast.
He did.
Keep up.
But yeah. I don't know. This conversation just brought me to that because it's like the way that he writes about that, and you might want to read it. It's really good. It's just like in the first one, you're totally with this character, like falling in love with the first person that they cared for. And like, then you're with the second one, and you're like, oh, like they're giving it a shot again. And then in the third one, you're like, at least me, I was like, oh, yeah, totally. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
You're able to empathize with them.
Yeah.
You know, I used to agree with that like, it is important to have experiences with love, and like most people aren't going to find their like long-term mate the first time. But I also think that like, I'm also really open to like eating a lot of different foods. Like I'm open to new experiences. What about people who what about people who don't really appreciate that?
Are you guys listening up? She's open to new experiences.
Turn the volume up, fellas. Listen
lots
in.
Lots of food.
Mix them? Oh, man.
Bring your dick and bring food. Anyways,
bring your dick dipped in food.
There you go. Like honey or something. What you're saying is like you're adventurous and you're like in your eating habits and perhaps also in your fucking habits?
I think that both you and I value having different perspectives and value having different experiences, whereas that may not be universal. Like, there can be people who are just like, you know what? I love this person. It's good enough. I don't want to do anything other than that. This is great. Because there's that, there's like entire sects of people that have just married their high school sweetheart and like,
oh, happy so enough.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who do
like
that.
How much of that? I mean, I would make the case that that's like culturally enforced because of like expectations placed on both.
I think that's disrespectful to people and their free will.
I don't give a fuck. Like, that's fine. I can be disrespectful to people and their free will. I don't think people have much free will. Like, I think that's a whole other, like, podcast thing that we could talk about. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could prove that, though.
I don't think you could disprove it. Like, there's no way you can prove free will exists.
It'll just be a good discussion.
But ultimately, you can predict behavior based on other data points, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what the internet is teaching us, is that, like, you can accurately predict how subsets of people will behave in given situations. If that stuff is predictable based on like what you can know about people, I don't know. It doesn't seem, it's like, oh, if you embody this body, if you're this demographic, if you're at this level of education, we can see what you're going to do. That doesn't make the case for free will. That makes the case for like embodied experience determining what you do. Whole other discussion.
All right. No, I'll concede that, but we don't have any way to quantify the opinions that people have and how they feel about the decisions that they've made.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, like, I don't know, it just seems kind of weird to say, like, oh, no, they're not really in love. Or, like, the reason, like, their love is manufactured by society.
No. That's not what I meant to say. What I was saying is that, like, okay, if you get into a marriage, like, at a young age, and it's, like, your high school sweetheart, historically, that's been the example set for you. That's been what you've been primed and conditioned to do. Therefore, it's like more likely that you're going to do that because you're in that situation. Now we've got like a lot of people who aren't experiencing that, but who also whose parents didn't experience that either. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing like this proliferation of ways to exist as a family unit, right? Whether that's like through friendships or whatever. But all I was saying is that like at the time, and the people who are still doing it are usually coming from cultures in which that's the norm, and therefore they're primed to do that. They can still feel love or not feel love. That's not really what I was talking about. It's more like the behavior of staying in a monogamous relationship for a long, like forever, regardless of how they feel towards it.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is that there are some people who are like more open to new things and want to like have a lot of different partners, and there are people who like prefer not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's some really liberal people that don't have very many partners.
It's just that before, I thought that it was more universal. Like, that's what people ought to be doing. Mm. Is like, I don't want to date someone who hasn't dated anyone else before.
But you still feel that way, right?
Yeah, I do. Like,
that hasn't changed.
No, that's true. Like, at this point in time, it would be really, really strange to date someone who had never had a girlfriend before, and that would be really unpleasant.
Yeah.
If I was going to date a girl,
I kind of felt that way about myself because I'd never had like a real boyfriend or been loved. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, well, I must be fucking damaged.
Aww.
So with the last one, it was like cool.
You can call them Bob or something.
Gary.
Gary,
not everyone can be Gary.
They should all be Gary.
Can we call him Tormund?
Sure.
Tormund. Okay.
So yeah.
Does that make you Brienne?
What were you saying?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I was giving you a nickname and I forgot.
You're saying that like because you hadn't had a boyfriend before, you felt damaged.
Oh
you
yeah. Felt, like, so with Tormund.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool because it was like, oh, I can be in a relationship and it can be cool and like I can love someone and they can't love me. Like, it's pretty cool. It was a good realization to have.
What changed in your behavior when you're in a relationship as opposed to when you're by yourself?
It's not much. Just like having affirmation of someone who's always there, like someone who's like fully gets you and is on your side. And the sexual part, like having emotional sex, is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that. I'm not like making love, but you know what I mean, like. Having an emotional connection with someone, like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also think that, like, the nice thing about long-term relationships is there's lots of room for, like, you get really comfortable with somebody.
Yeah, man.
So you can try out a bunch of shit that you wouldn't suggest.
You just, like talk about it. Friends. It's like, hey, you ever thought about this?
Yeah, right? You can, like, explore.
Yeah. The first time you have sex with someone is usually, like, one of the worst times.
It was pretty good.
So it's usually best to, you know, try a couple more times.
Well, that's because you get them when they're like young and like 12. Like the first time you have sex with somebody is the first time they have sex. So of course it's not that good, Sarah. Ugh.
I love a lot of different foods, but only a little bit at a time. Said no one ever.
Let me try some hors d'oeuvres.
We'll get some tapas tonight.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Yeah, that was my realization in that. So I learned a lot. Some cool shit happened. It ended. I feel bad, sad, but yeah. We'll be okay.
Yeah, you're not going to die.
We're good people. He's cool people. Like, still, yeah, he's rad.
Cool. Are you still going to go visit him and stuff?
If I'm ever in the area, yeah. I don't know if I'd go out and make a trip intentionally. Okay. But unless he gave me something that, like, he said he gave to
like
me.
Like a sandwich or?
A ukulele.
Oh, like he's going to give that to you?
So like, he had already given it to me because I said I wanted to learn. And so he'd given it to me. Like, said it was for me. But, like, you know what I mean? How much for me? Is it, like, conditional to the relationship? Or is it an actual gift?
That's right.
Well, I haven't said anything yet, so.
Does he still have it or do you have it?
I have it.
Oh, that's yours.
You should keep it. That's yours. It's yours. It was a gift.
As advice from people who have broken up before.
I know, but, like, if you ask for it back.
He didn't?
I said, if he does.
What?
Right? Like,
no, then that sucks. He's not going to ask for it back, though. He's like, he said he's posting all over your Instagram and shit.
Yeah, asking for it back.
No. No, I don't think he would either, but yeah.
So, having broken up before with, like, when I'll, what should I call her?
Gary.
Gary and I broke up.
Gianna.
What's the feminine of Gary?
Gianna.
Garrett.
No, that's still masculine.
Garrett.
Gretel.
A gorilla?
Gretel? A gorilla.
Gretel. Gretel might
Gretel.
Be.
I don't like Gretel. That sounds horrible. Anyways.
Gianna.
Gianna.
Gianna?
Gianna.
Ivanka. Oh, God.
Gianna.
Let's call her
Hannah.
Slut Muffin. I don't know.
Slut Muffin.
Slut right? Muffin it is.
Yeah, I like the name Slut Muffin. I didn't know, so you can make little people that sell your wares here. They're like retainers.
Okay.
I called mine Slut Nugget.
Where's here?
In Final Fantasy 14.
Thank you.
And I've been playing. And so they're like, their names are Slut Nugget and Butt Nugget. And, like, I didn't know that other people would see their names when they buy stuff from them. So I'm, like, looking at the auction house and it's like, Slut Nugget sold this and Butt Nugget. I'm like, fuck. Like,
fuck Nugget.
I wouldn't have called them this. Because then people, like, that are talking to me are like, I just hope they don't know those are mine. Because they're probably going to think it's really distasteful or something. Like, yeah, when we first broke up, like, I remember... we were going to just, like, not see each other, but then I had, like, this art show thingy going on, and she was like, well, I already said I was going to go. I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, the first 2 weeks after we broke up were, like, fucking horrible. Like, I didn't sleep. I didn't eat. Like, it was just nothing. I was super depressed. And I when I say I didn't sleep, it seemed like maybe 2 hours a night just because, like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And finally, it's, like, the night of the art thing, and I'm, like, trying to be kind of, like, show that I could be like, oh, like, I don't need you. So I'd go up to girls and, like, ask for their number, like, right in front of her. Just
damn,
be like,
that's bold.
Yeah. And like, it was girls that were, like, pretty attractive, like, out of my league. I was like, but I was getting numbers. I was totally stoked. Mm-hmm. I was like, because when I'm so depressed, I don't give a fuck. So I'll ask.
Nice.
And so, like, I do that. And then I remember we're on our way back to my place, and she was going to stay in the city because she came in from Berkeley. She took BART to San Francisco. And, we, like, what I did is I got I had, like, one of those clean canteen, like, bottles.
Mm-hmm.
I put a whole thing of, like, $2 chuck in there, and we went out for, like, Italian food. So we're eating, and we're getting, like, hammered. And we go back to, like, my place, and of course we, like, fuck, right? Because that's what we had been doing for, like, 2.5 years every weekend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, then, like, after that, for, like, the next, like, year... there'd always be, like, some reason for us to hang out again. And, like, it's like we broke up, but we didn't break up because we just kept fucking all the time. So it was, like, we were constantly breaking up. There's all, like, this weird emotional baggage of, like, what's going on, uncertainty, especially on my end because I didn't want it to end. So I also tried to find reasons for us to see each other, like, oh, I forgot this thing at your house, or oh, you got this over here.
And yeah, like a lot of it was motivated by your desire to get back together.
Yeah, like it was, I found like any reason to like spend time with her. And on the point of like, it probably modeled addictive behavior. It was pretty nuts. Like, just like, oh, like, I don't know, I'm showing up and we're hanging out.
You had a goal.
Tormund, I'd go to poetry night all the time in Ventura, and so he had come and was inspired to write. He's like, oh, I wrote a poem. He's like, I'm going to save it, though. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, like, whatever. And then, like, I think it was Tuesday, so it happened Monday. I think Tuesday night he posted this poem on Facebook, that the one that he wouldn't tell me on the phone because he said he was saving it. And it's called, like, Thirst or something, and I'm pretty sure it was about me.
Do you want to read it for us?
Is it gay?
Yeah, he's a good poet. He's a good writer.
Yeah, when's poetry night? That sounds cool.
Wednesday is slam poetry night at the EP Foster Toppings Room at 7:30. Oh, is an open mic slam night.
I can't make it because I got work at 5 a.m. I got to change my fucking
schedule. It's at 7:30. 7:30 to 8:30 you can't go?
And then drive back here.
You get back around like 9:30.
And then sleep for 6 hours.
Yeah.
You do that. Yeah, what time do you usually go to sleep?
8.
That'll give you 8 hours.
It'll be a night out, a night on the town. Get crazy. Slam poetry night. At the E.P. Foster Library.
I love slam poetry.
I do not. I'm not a big fan of poetry.
I like poetry.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
No, like,
we can't be friends anymore. That is terrible news. What? You don't like poetry?
No.
You ain't never heard my poetry. Like, you ain't never heard my poetry.
I don't know. Like,
have you ever appreciated a poem and been like, wow, that's really great?
First off, you're asking if I've like ever like emoted to like inanimate works of fiction and art? Like, no. I've never done that with a painting.
You've never like felt anything when viewing a piece of art or like listening to a song or reading a poem? You've ever been like, oh my god, that's how it feels. That describes it perfectly. That's beautiful.
I'm trying to think. I wouldn't be able to, like, if it's happened, I can't name it.
Is it? I don't know.
Have to realize that, like, my capacity for empathy is very, very low. Like, I'm good at faking it, but I'm not really good at, like, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. So the thing with, like, the same thing with art, like performance art, I'm just like, I don't get it. It's fine, but whatever. Music is usually something I like because I've heard it enough that it breeds, like, familiarity, and then I'm, like, appreciating it because it's like, oh, I know this.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, like, music functions in my life. Performance art, like, even, like, paintings I'll go see because I studied it, and I'm like, oh, I get that. Poetry. Never been something. I mean, I've gone to see poetry before, but at some points I'm like, well, if you're gonna perform, like, add some music to it, or I don't know what you're talking about and this doesn't relate to me.
Have you ever watched like YouTube videos of Def Jam poetry?
No.
Well, those are entertaining.
Maybe.
Yeah, they circle around. Really. Like that one guy who's autistic. No, he wasn't autistic. He had
We're going to take a brief interlude here. And it looks like we're back again. So Callie's going to read us a poem.
Okay, yeah.
And we're going to feel something.
He posted this, so he wanted it to be seen. Okay.
Yeah,
so
now it's public.
Like, it's called Thirst. It's the name of the poem.
Thirst, performed by Callie.
Written by Gary.
Tormund.
Oh, yeah, Tormund.
Thirst by Tormund. She spoke, and with her words I fell. My feet dug in, my body sank. Her soul drew deep from autumn's well. My lips knew thirst, and so I drank. She spelt the very realms to life. With blessed breath she birthed the wind. And peaceful trance drew fire's strife against the ocean's thunderous din. The skies that know no light beheld a burst of azure stained in gold. The ether and the earth would meld like fingers intertwined to hold. I dreamt, and with a waking eye held gaze of all in heaven's rank. Her soul grew deep with passion's swell. My lips knew thirst, and so I drank.
I like it.
You know, it's really good.
That I just thought really of a cool poem that I liked. Mm-hmm. Child of Light. Sorry. Shia had asked me while you were peeing.
There's a poem in that game?
That whole that game is a poem. The whole thing is a poem.
You're right, yeah.
There's a video game in which the whole game is a poem. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, epic poetry.
And all the backgrounds are like watercolor paints. Oh, cool. It's fucking gorgeous.
That sounds beautiful. Really cool, actually.
So that poem was about you?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, probably.
Because he wrote it like the night he came with me to poetry night. And then afterwards, he was really excited that he finished a poem. And he's like, I'm going to save it for something. So I feel like it might have been for our anniversary. And I fucked that up.
It's still beautiful.
I know, it's really good. He's a good writer. He like does music and stuff. Like he sings. He's a singer songwriter type dude. Cool. He's a really pretty voice, actually.
That's cool. Yeah, a breakup will be great for him creatively.
Yeah.
He's like, I want you more than I want the sad songs.
Nope, too bad.
Write music. He didn't write like the whole no, like the something. Whole time we dated, he didn't write. He kept saying like, I can't write when I'm with you. I'm too happy. I was like, oh well, that's shitty too.
Yeah, you know? The whole tortured artist thing.
Yeah. It used to be me. I mean, I still do write better when I'm sad, but...
Yeah. I stopped, like, painting and doing... Like, art mm-hmm. school was better after the breakup. Before the breakup, I was just like, whatever.
I found a way to write, though, while I was with him. Different style and stuff, but I've got some good poems out here and there.
You want to read one?
Gosh, a recent one?
Yeah, you should read one of yours. Like, we're recording.
Yeah.
Instead of reading somebody else's.
Oh gosh, Tormund just texted me.
Is it a poem?
No.
Is it a haiku?
No, I he like just haikus. Told me that his haiku's dad is cool. No, he just told me his dad is watching Phineas and Ferb. He thought he would share that with me.
He's looking for any reason to talk to you.
Let me see.
You look for one. Let's have a side conversation here. Otherwise, we're just listening in silence.
That's true. Yeah.
Echo, echo, echo. Sorry. Carry on without me.
What so you read poetry?
Yeah, I like reading poetry. I really like D.H. Lawrence. I like Goethe. I like William Bronk is a really good, like, more contemporary poet. I like Ta-Nehisi Coates' poetry. I like his articles best. Like E.E. Cummings. I don't have like a really vast knowledge of poetry, but I enjoy it enough
way
to
more
like
than I know. I'm just like staring at you. I don't know what she's talking
about.
Yeah,
like I sometimes like will find a book from the library. It's full of poems. They're like really quick to go through. It's really fun. I like them. They're like little snapshots of how people feel. D.H. Lawrence does a lot on like people, just ordinary English people, usually working in like coal mines. Because that was what he knew.
That sounds fun.
But there are lots of little like snapshots of like.
It's like if the fucking if it's like District 12 had like poetry night and like the Hunger Games, you got like
yikes.
Yeah, but it also got like really sexy too. A lot of his
sexy
book,
Cole.
Sexy Cole.
Santa's coming to town.
He wrote a lot about sex.
Baby.
Sex is good, especially with Cole.
Lady Chatterley's lover. That was like controversial.
What is it? Is it a poem about sex?
No, it's a novel, but it is about like a seduction, and there's very descriptive talk about sex and love and people's bodies, women's bodies.
Hmm.
Those are
my favorite kind of bodies.
You can't talk about them. You just hang them up in your wall. So do you want to introduce the poem?
Sure. Oh, and this actually can date the moment we were talking about how long it would take to find out. So today is what, June 25th, right?
June 35th?
25th. Sorry, I mumble.
Like it's
I
never
mumble.
June 35th. No, 25th. Ever.
Yes, June 25th.
So I think May 23rd is when I wrote this at 1:30 in the morning. So
that's awesome. That's
I think
why
this
I love
is one of the first. I think this is one of the first. This is me really. It's kind of dark, but like you okay. guys will get my side basically in this poem. It doesn't have a name. I've got a hollow soul. My insides have divided themselves into individual black holes. Shadows never stay, and the light is swallowed whole. I thought I knew you'd see it just beyond the fringe. I thought you'd call me on my bullshit, caused a faint of cringe. But you kept smiling, you kept loving, you kept creeping up on me. And I keep trying to tell it to you, describe the emptiness you seek. That I'm just an ordinary idol, and I'm less than that you believe. I'm just this creature, just this thing, just this curious, furious thing. And I play pleasant, I play cool, I can convince all of my chill, but my vibes will always be slower because of my self-proclaimed strength of will. I just found it wasted time and space to try on anger all the time, to fold the tricks of ticks replace the smaller, empty hole of mine.
Man, you sound sad.
Yeah. Right?
I definitely get the feeling that, like, you realized it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah, right?
That comes across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was very apparent. I like it.
I got that there's, like, I'm trying my hand at, like, now understanding poetry, but so it seems like there's something there that you felt was a connection that isn't. Like, and that you misunderstood?
No. It is more of like, for me, there's a point where I just disconnect, I disassociate. And once that happens, it kind of just, like, I call it a switch, like it switches off. And I just don't have that capability of going there anymore. Okay. I've never, at any capacity, really, once that switch goes, and I never know why, really, like, there's reasons, but something's happening and just clicks, and then it's just kind of, I don't forget about it, it's just not there anymore. And, like, I don't know. So there's a little space that he held, and like I realized that it wasn't going to be in the long term, and so my brain shut it off. Like, oh, like don't invest in that. Like, I don't know. It's like I feel like it's like sparks, and then I kind of disconnect, and then once I'm detached, it's just like, so it's like it's like something wrong with me. Like,
yeah, but I see like the language around it.
What I got from it was that like he was holding you in too high of esteem, and it was making you uncomfortable, because that's like not.
Because that's your constant experience, Sarah.
I'm just projecting.
Yeah. But I mean, it's interesting that like the fault or the reason is internal for you.
Because I still think he's like a great person, but I don't know. I just like I have to look down in the future, and I think our paths aren't lined up, and it would take a good amount of effort to line them up, and I don't know if. I don't know. Obviously, it wasn't worth it to me to.
Yeah, you can't do it. Can't do it. Don't do it. It was good that you realized that and were able to end it.
Yeah.
For like wasting both of your guys' time.
That's how I felt. And he even said he appreciated that I did it up front. Because I guess, there was another ex before me who fucked him up in a different way. Mm-hmm. That like, it could have been us if I would have let it go on and got weird and, dragged on.
Mm-hmm.
Those are never fun.
No. And like, I think about, always think flip the script. Like, always, I really try to treat people how I'd want to be treated most of the time, like, genuinely. And so I think about it, and I'm like, if my dude wasn't really invested anymore, and I was like, I don't see a future. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him all the time, I'll love you forever, like this, like forever. Like
that is kind of strange.
Right? I would feel, I would.
Did Gary ever tell you he'd love you forever?
No.
I've never had anybody tell me that before.
I don't think I've ever had someone say that to me either.
It's intimidating.
That would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, forever. Jesus Christ.
That's you know how long that is?
I don't want, like, anyone to be able to be, like, conscious forever. That sounds horrible.
I also don't want... So, one thing that scares me about forever and somebody saying that is that, like, it makes them seem really naive. Like, if somebody told me, like, oh, I'm going to love you forever, I'd be like, you don't think that far in the future, do you?
Like
you must fucking live in the present.
No, like, isn't forever, like, both future and past? Like, forever.
Like, eternally?
I don't think if
it's like, I don't know if in another universe I want you to love me again. Like, parallel. Forever. You know?
I always think of forever as just, like, from here on out forever.
Yeah, like, I don't really think about
it. Because you can't control
the past. That's a frivolous thing.
But you could have, like, an eternal bond. And that's, like, now we're getting into the realm of, like, oh, do you believe in, like, soulmates and, like, that this person was predestined to, like, be with you?
I don't believe that.
Forever.
Mm-mm.
Which is not something I think we're all just a bunch of like
we're a bunch of chemicals.
We're creatures, dude. We're little squiggly little fucking parasites on the planet.
We like to wiggle next to certain.
We look at our little microscopes and we see little germs like that. That's us to aliens.
Like
that's us to aliens. We're just all tiny like build this building, dig this home. Like we're fucking little dudes, we're little
like
creatures.
Minecraft people.
We are. We're highly sophisticated little dudes.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely subscribe to a multiverse, but when I think of forever, I think that it's contained in like the timeline and the earth that we live on.
Well, yeah.
In this one.
I don't really think about
like other parallel universes.
When I think of forever, especially just in the context of love, I just think of like until you're dead, because you don't have the capacity to do anything beyond that.
Mm-hmm. True. But then if you die and I loved you, I'd keep loving you. In a sense.
That's even creepier. That's another layer of weirdness.
That's totally fine with me. I don't mind if people keep loving me after I'm dead. Right. But like, I know I wouldn't be able to keep loving somebody else after I died. Or at least if there is anything after death, I'm not going to be like chilling, like, wait, oh, you, that person over there, I really fucking love him. I got to tell you about it.
What am I going to do?
Like, bring a wallet with like pictures of my cell phone and show all these other dead people who don't know who my cell phone is, like all these people that I love. Like, no, I'm going to be busy talking about other shit with them. Like, you know what we got going on? They're going to be like, no, because we have rocks. And I'll be like, we had cell phones. Like, I'll explain it.
We have forever.
Yeah.
We have forever.
Yeah, we have forever. I can totally get this idea across to you.
Just, and I have a really bad habit. Like, I just associate some words to certain memories. And so forever, no matter what, in my head will just for always be like, forever. Forever. Like Sandlot style. I just hear that in my head. So it's like, I'll live forever. It's like four.
Yeah, that is really creepy and ominous.
See, I do it to myself. It's 100% my fault. I feel terribly guilty. It's whatever. I'm dealing with it. I'm still a good person, I feel like. I tell myself that.
That's not what I've heard.
Like, I tell myself that every day.
Like tonight, but okay.
Well, I feel like a bad person because, you know, I hurt the kid.
I think that's silly.
Yeah, I don't think there's like a moral like hierarchy to like the breaking up and the broken up. There's like things around that decision, but it's so like complex and intertwined. Like there's no, yeah, it's like you cheat on somebody, then you dump them. Like, okay, that's fucked up. You're probably a bad person.
Most of your friends won't be on your side.
Yeah. But if you're like, if you genuinely care about somebody and it's not going somewhere, like what else can you do?
Basically, that's how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like because you like you in that situation, it doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you a person. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything to feel bad about. But I think you should be proud that you ended it before like letting it draw out.
I am. It was hard. It was a rough one. Cried a lot.
Yeah, just because you're like not meant to
do it in person.
Yeah, I drove down somewhere.
Did you drive home after that?
Yeah, same day.
Did you cry in the car?
A little bit. More on the way down, actually, than the way back.
I love car cries.
Hey, right, they're not bad. He was like, are you an emotional crier?
Yeah, shit, you love car cries. She'll walk home and her eyes are all red and puffy. And I'm like, have you been crying? She's like, yeah.
That happened once.
No, but that's not the only time you come home after crying.
That's true. It may have happened twice.
I might not be saying it out loud, but I can see your fucking face.
I could be stoned. The two look similar.
Someone asked me, so like, are you stoned? I was like, no, I've been crying all day, but thank you.
Maybe it's usually like, are you crying? Like, no, I'm just fucked up. Yeah, I'm crying.
You just cry when you get high.
No, Johnny came over and I actually had been crying.
Crying releases some energy.
Crying is great. Yeah, if you're not feeling good and like you need to get something out of your system, you need to like cry or cum or vomit.
Calms you down.
I do the cumming a lot instead of crying. But I remember one time when I cried, I got really hammered and I went to like hang out. This was in Amsterdam, and I went to go hang out with this girl, and like it just wasn't going the way I wanted it to. And then I was like, I had ended up like being taken to the complete opposite side of Amsterdam than like I lived at. So it's 3 a.m. and all like the public like transportation's just dead and there's snow. So like I trudge like 2-3 miles like in snow.
Nice.
At like 3:30 a.m. and I just like had a disappointing night and I was crying like the whole way home and it sucked.
Was it like freezing on your face?
It was cold. Like I was all like I was wearing like 4 layers and like 2 layers down here. Like it was fucking freezing. It was probably not that cold, but like we're all from California, so it was fucking cold. It was like 15 degrees.
I cried in a tiny car in Poland in the middle of a snowstorm on a back road with no lights one time.
With no legs?
No lights.
Oh, I was like, wow.
I was in a tiny little...
Piccolo?
Piccolo? Do you watch Dragon Ball Z?
Back in the day, not lately.
You gotta watch Super. Anyway, so you were crying. Well, why did you cry in the car?
I was in a tiny car in Poland. I drove into the, driven, I can speak, to the movies to go see something by myself because my teammates were still there. And I was like, I just want to go see a movie. So I drove there. And on the way back, I come out and there's a snowstorm, like a whole bunch of snow piled up. And I have a tiny car. No type of tire or track, nothing. Just tiny little shit. So driving back and I go around something and like kind of like slid a little bit and stopped. I was like trying to start the car again. It didn't start. And I'm sitting like in the snowbank, like pouring snow down by myself on a no lit road in Poland. And I was so crying. I was like, you son of a
biscuit. That warrants frustration. How did that get resolved?
So I sat there crying for, you know, not even more than a minute. I'm going to tell you that much. I cried and then I like kind of like shook my head and I was like, you can get the fuck out of here. And so it's, if I can try it a couple times, I got the car to start, pop my lights on, and just like kind of slowly rocked it, like real gentle, like found some tread somewhere on the side, got back on the road and went super slow, like slow.
Yeah.
I was like terrified. I was like, I'm gonna skid out and fall somewhere. I got back and I was just like, just like, shaking. I was like,
That's nuts.
That sounds like a lot of adrenaline.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
And I've also walked through like a mile of like 3 foot snow in Poland to get to practice one time.
Wow, you're dedicated.
Jesus.
Yeah, winter in Poland is not the funnest.
I've heard.
I don't recommend it.
I have some German friends.
German winters are rough as well. I caught a snowstorm in Germany once too, driving. Oh. I made my teammate drive. I was like, your turn.
I once ended up at a party full of like German speaking people. Like, I usually, so in Amsterdam, and like during those college parties, like in Europe, English is like the language that everybody speaks. So when you're like in situations where people are like from different countries, they all default to English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so like some of my German friends invited me to a party. Yeah, let's go. And I show up and English is not the common tongue there. Like everyone is defaulting to German.
Oh, well.
And I was just like, what the fuck is
excuse me.
Yeah, it was fun. I was only talking to like one person at a time though. I was never talking to people in a group, and I was completely hammered. I don't remember how I got home. It was fun.
That does sound like a fun party. Sounds like a David Lynch like short.
One thing I miss about living abroad is that like I didn't hear other people talking. Like,
isn't it nice?
Yeah, like not
when you can't understand their conversation. Mm-hmm. It's such pleasant background noise.
Yeah,
I'll be in a cafe because if I go to a cafe here, I can't read. If I hear people talking, if I hear like people speaking, I can't.
Yeah, because you focus on those words.
Exactly. So I can't read. I can go to a cafe there and read all day. Yeah. Cafe after cafe. It's just amazing.
I remember getting here and being like annoyed, like physically, like, ugh. Like
when God, shut up.
Like at Starbucks or something, somebody's talking, I'm like, fuck you. And then I was like, wait a sec. That's just normal. That's what people do. I can just understand them now.
I'm mad at people for talking to each other.
Yeah, it was. How long were you in Europe for?
In Poland, 7 months. Sweden, 7 months. China, 1 month. I was in New Zealand, but that's not anywhere. 2 months. Yeah, there. But yeah, Poland was 7 months. Sweden was 7 months. Both were in the winter time, basketball season.
Winter.
Indoor sport, doesn't really matter.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Sweden was cool, though. Sweden was good.
Yeah?
I got to go to... where else did I get to go? Turkey, Bulgaria, Russia, Czech.
See, these all sound like lots of fun.
They're really intense.
Yeah.
Go there to play basketball.
Yeah, they've got like big emphasis on basketball over there.
They have some crowds. Oh my God, the crowd in Turkey was insane because it was like all dudes. They only let like one girls team in there.
Wow.
The whole arena was dudes. And they were like yelling at us. Yeah. It was gnarly.
So is there like, so women's sports, so just to give some background on Cali, you played college basketball here in the States, right?
I did indeed.
And then you did like pro ball over in
I got an
Europe?
Agent and then she would send me some whatever teams needed a big player.
Okay. And so sports for women in the U.S. versus abroad, you want to give us some insight?
I mean, on a whole, overall, we're way behind men, but we're also like 50 or 60 years behind men as far as catching up with just like here or there? Basketball wise, like men were able to play for like 50 years longer before we even like started making movements toward the women's sport thing. So we're just behind. But sports here is a neat thing. It's if you are into it, you know about it, you're into it. But overseas, it's kind of, I don't know, it's like a universal thing. Like, people just come because it's a game to go to. It's not like, oh, it's a men's or a women's game. Like, we got more fans than the men's team did in our town in Sweden.
Okay, cool.
Like, our games would get a bigger attendance than our men's one.
Really?
Yeah. Same in Poland, actually, because our men's team wasn't very good in Poland. Mm. Just they had, like, little small divided towns, and they get really into their teams. And usually they'll be, like, the team I played for was in this, like, it was like in the stadium. It was like some stadium in Sweden, obviously. And it was
what
like
was it called again? How do you...
stadium.
Oh. I'm just not. Yeah,
it's fine. there's like a soccer team and a floorball team and
the
a
fuck
roll.
Is floorball?
I don't know.
Explain
I don't,
floorball.
I can't explain it to you. Like, it's like, I guess, a version of hockey, but it's on the floor
with a ball.
I love it.
I couldn't explain it to you if I even tried.
Sounds like summer camp. I love
it. I don't know. Each like city will have kind of like there. The full circle of. Each city will have the full circle of like sports teams. So each city will have like one of each team, kind of basically, and everyone gets like, oh, like this is our teams, and like no matter who's playing, it's like from your town, that's your team. I don't know. It works a little differently. Like, there's not like,
yeah, okay.
There's not a lot of cross-town rivals over there. It's like,
Very local.
Well, I localism. Mean, we were kind of talking about European culture with Johnny yesterday, and mm-hmm. like how they're all very provincial. Like, oh, those people over there, yeah, they're idiots. Like the mm-hmm. Belgians and the Dutch, and they're only like 70 miles away.
That's like reflected in their language and their accents.
Yeah, and even like within countries, small fucking countries like the Netherlands, like people, like you could tell somebody was from a different city by the way they spoke.
Oh, in Sweden, the number 7 in the south is Hru, and in the north it's Shru. Number 7, same letter, but uh-huh. they both just say it differently. So you know if, like, you're from the north, because mm-hmm. you said shvu. It's like, what?
And those areas are, like, not that far from
No, it's
each
like
other.
California, it's basically.
Like to, it's, like, closer than from here to Orange
Sweden
County.
Sweden is, like, California, basically. Isn't it? It's smaller.
I don't know. I think it's I would smaller. Say it's smaller, because Italy is smaller than California.
Everything's smaller.
I'm such bad relativity.
But yeah. I wouldn't know without Wikipedia. I just like whenever I need to know something, I Wikipedia and then I know the answer and then I just stick to it. Mm-hmm. And anybody can edit those, so I don't even know if anything I know is real.
Well, it's really hard to make a comparison because America is measured in miles and Europe is measured in kilometers.
Mm-hmm. I had to learn all that. It's like, wait, how
are you trying to be
it?
Clever? Like, why are you laughing?
It's funny.
You gotta convert.
How do you calculate it? No, but for real, I'd be walking somewhere and I'd look at the kilometers and, like, for, like, 30 seconds, I'd be like, okay, so what does that mean? How far do I have to walk?
You're like, that's not even real. I can walk that in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I thought something was really far, and then I walked in, and I was like, oh, that wasn't...
After living in Europe, 5Ks became way less impressive.
Mm-hmm.
People,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, right? People posting, like, oh, I'm doing a 5K, like, oh, fuck, that sounds like a lot. And then, like, after being here, like, fuck you, it's, like, 2 miles. Like, 5K, fuck you.
5,000,
like, I had
wow.
to do, like, an 11-kilometer walk, and I was like, oh, that wasn't that bad, actually.
11 kilometers? Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm-mm. I, like, thought, I was like, oh, this freaking trike, I'm gonna go forever, and I got there, I was like, oh, I got time to spare?
Radio silence.
Yeah, radio silence.
I'm looking up California, Sweden size references. I thought you guys could carry the conversation on your own.
Well, no, I just started thinking about how big America is. And we should secede.
Well, you know, what's funny is, like, so I do most of my shopping online. And when you look at online shopping, they want you to pick your country of origin. And there's this one website, Razer. They sell, like, gaming peripherals for computers.
Oh, fuck, it is the same. Look at that.
Wow, yeah.
That's what I thought. About the size of California.
That is really similar. Wow.
That's a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, but I mean...
Yeah, no.
Pretty general.
Yeah, they fit in...
It's like us being like... Well, I mean, I still say it, and you're kind of from Northern California. It's like Northern... It's like, oh, you say hello, you're from, like, NorCal. It's like... whatever.
Yeah, no, I remember thinking that about people, and then I remember like knowing people from here that said hella, and I was like,
why do you say
why
that?
Why are you saying that? You're not from San Francisco. You don't have a fucking excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Or like people that call Cali Cali are usually not from here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I told someone that once, they got offended.
Yeah? Were they from here?
They're like, no, like, are you from Cali? I was like, you're not from here, are you? He's like, wait, why do you say that? I was like, people from California don't really call it Cali.
Yeah, we respect the name of our state. It's California.
No disrespect, because I like you guys.
No disrespect.
Wow, he really respects us.
I really fucking respect us. The Life and Times of Tim, an amazing show.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's good.
I think you'd like it.
It's so dry and
yeah,
like zany at the same time.
Who's in it?
No. It's a cartoon.
Oh, dope.
Nick Kroll. He's one of the voices, and this is like one of his best roles as Stu.
Stu.
Oh my God, right. It's great. I think we need to like go watch.
Let's wrap up the podcast. Let's go watch an episode. They're only like 20 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because it's really boring to hear us talk about a show.
Yeah.
Start with breakups.
Yeah, breakups too. We'll definitely have Callie back at some point in the future. Thank you for coming on the show, Callie.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you for sharing your
Gary, poetry,
Tormund's poetry, and yours, poetry.
Gary's poetry corner.
I like that.
But yeah, all right, cool. And Sarah, she's always here.
Hi, I'm bye.
Yeah,
and then
we're in Hawaii. Get her.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shut up. All right. Good night and bye.
Bye.